I'm very, very happy to be able to say, without any kind of concealment of what I really feel, that I'm very, very optimistic for the new series. I mean, first of all, I'm delighted that one's being done. I've got four children who are range in age from 19 down to 12, and that's a generation that was deprived of a doctor. You know, yes. The backs of our sofas have never been visited by children, and I think that's a crying shame. The sofas are going to get their own doctor at last.
Which is fantastic.
There were names being bandied around when, you know, it was leading into the doctor selecting moment that made my heart sink into my boots. And I'm not going to name them, obviously, but I thought, oh dear, what a shame if they go down that path. And then out of left field, suddenly came Christopher Eccleston, who I think is a perfect choice. I saw The Second Coming, which was written by Russell T. Davies, who is in producing and writing some of the new series. And A, it was a fantastic piece of television, harking back to the old days of the Wednesday play and all that. And secondly, he is an actor who has a wonderful edge to him and a kind of danger, which I think is perfect for the Doctor of 2005, which he will be. So I'm looking forward to it with the highest hope. And I know some of the writers who've written for it, and they've been very brave in their choice of writers.
Yes.
Several of them have written for Big Finish and written extremely well. So I think it's going to explode back onto our screens and give a new life to Doctor Who, which, for me, is great.